Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinelle, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, SusieMazzoli-Healer.com, or InsightOasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at ActiveSpirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to ActiveSpirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinelle and me, Susie Mazzoli. We are looking now at August the 31st, the week starting Monday, August the 31st, which actually is, believe it or not, week 36 of 2020. Pam is going to let us know the forecast for the week. I always grab my pencil and my date book and take notes. And then I'm going to jump in and we're going to do a closed eye meditation for 10 minutes. So here we go. Let's look at this very well. We're at the end of August and we're talking about the first week of September already, Pam. Can you believe it?
Yeah, no. Can I believe it? I can believe it. And August 31st, which basically kisses summer goodbye, but we still have almost a full week of September before we hit Labor Day, which is interesting. But August 31st, the moon is in the sign of Aquarius. And this is actually a really nice day, I think. It's a good day for networking, for connecting to people, for anything you might have to do that's in a online business capacity, any outreach that needs to be done electronically. Keep in mind that Mars is starting to slow down in the sky. It will go retrograde next week. So what we want to be aware of is that anything that has to do with putting yourself forward wants to be seriously considered as we move into September. So right now, still in the shadow of Mars, when it will retrograde back, but so we might be repeating, going over, reconsidering, especially anything that has to do with how we move forward. And you may be thinking, oh, well, everything has to be kind of slowed down and reconsidered and how we move forward because we're in this time of quarantine protocol. And depending on where you live on the planet, there may be still a very large consideration about this. But let's think about this with the moon in the sign of Aquarius, because Aquarius reminds us of, whether we want to be reminded of it or not, about how we are part of the whole of greater humanity. And as we consider this and work with this, things can flow and benefit more of us quickly. One of the things that's so intriguing about how the pandemic, the lessons of the small virus, what's going on, what we're being taught, is as we work as a whole organic organism, humanity, that's the most effective way to get control of the pandemic. But of course, that's not what people are doing. So it's intriguing to contemplate on this day, the 31st of August, how you might invite in working with the greater humanity or seeing yourself as part of the whole. That being said, Aquarius is also the sign that has to do with the individual, the quest for freedom, freedom of expression, And what I find so effective in when Aquarius energy is really celebrated and it shines best is when the individual is able to work within the whole in a way that has unique expression and a stretch and arc of freedom connected with it. So it's quite the conundrum, because on one hand we may think, well, if I'm part of a bigger system or community, then I don't have the freedom of expression that I would theoretically really aim for or like. But when we're in denial of our connection to the whole, then actually we end up with less freedom, because invariably what's going to happen is the undertow that reminds us, no, you are connected with the whole, will eventually come along, which is part of the lessons of the pandemic. So the 31st I see as being a really electric and inspirational day for those who are working within the greater concept of how we connect. And that can happen with stretching out with the internet, web connections, seeing how people can work collaboratively within community, whether virtually or actually within a local community or wider regional community. There are many ways that people can work together and feed and support one another while being aware of what needs to be done for greater safety, for higher good. So 31st, very good day. We are moving towards that full moon that happens on Wednesday. On Tuesday, September 1st, the moon goes void, of course, just after midnight at 12:56 a.m. And that's Eastern time, so please adjust depending on where you are on the planet. Then, for almost 5 hours, the moon is void, of course, until 5:34 a.m. when it enters the sign of Pisces, at which point in time we're in very, very juicy creative energy for full expression, integration, culmination of that Pisces new moon that happens on Wednesday. So let me explain a couple of things before I get into the full moon energy. So one of the things to note is during the void of course period, for those of you who don't know, the moon is not making any more geometric aspects to another heavenly body before it changes signs. So at that point in time, we're not as emotionally connected to outcome. So for those of you on Eastern time, you may well be sleeping during this period, which is one of the best ways to use a void of course moon. For other people in different time zones, it may be morning, it may be afternoon. Just be aware that void of course periods are not times when we do something that we expect a result or outcome to go a certain way. Because what's happening is people involved are not really invested in what transpires. So if you have something occur that you really want to follow up and pursue, jot it down, aim for a time when the moon is much more strongly aspected, and reinitiate or bring it in a different light so that people can engage, because people tend to not engage when the moon is void of course. So when you wake up Eastern time, moon will be in the sign of Pisces as of 5:34 a.m. on Tuesday, and we are in this high octave creative period where I believe a lot of things can get done that really reap beneficial rewards, obtainment of goals, and a sense of this is what I really value and care about. And that's one of the things that people have been reevaluating, something I talked about a bit when Venus was retrograde this year in the spring. People really considering, what is it I care about? Where do I want to spend my time? What do I want to invest in? And with the quarantine, of course, all this has been amplified. Now that we're on the threshold of coming towards Mars retrograde, we really want to consider, how do I react to things? How do I go after what I want to go after in life? How do I modify certain behaviors so that I still am able to express what I desire and go after what I'm passionate about, but work within the parameters of the world in which I find myself today? And this Pisces full moon that is exact at 1:22 a.m. in the wee hours of September 2nd really provides a lot of inspirational juice as to how we make that unfold or allow it to happen. So here's the thing. Part of what can really engage us and get us understanding this better is, how do I get my thoughts across? How do I communicate ideas? How do I decipher what I'm feeling or what I'm saying to get down to the essence and the truth of what it really is? There's a Mercury-Pluto picture in the sky on Tuesday the 1st that really speaks about, go deeply into whatever that conversation is, conversation between people in your life, conversation between you and yourself. Because sometimes, many times, we're kind of dodging the bullet or denying what the reality is of a situation, or sort of skimming the surface because we don't really have time, desire, or the wherewithal to go deeper within. Well, this full moon is inviting us to go deeper within and reminding us there are means to keep you afloat during a situation that may feel as though you could be getting pulled under. So part of what's happening with these times of profound change, where we're on a threshold of a new reality, is that not everyone is coping with it well or feeling it easy to navigate. I mean, people have called me a spiritual teacher and guide, but I will tell you quite plainly, I have my difficult periods at this point in time as much as anyone I work with. And I think to be aware of that and to allow the process of it is part of what gets us through it. There is so much power in the water energy, and Pisces is a water sign. Our planet is mainly water, our bodies are mainly water, and water symbolizes how we're all connected and our sensitivity to one another, our empathy. And this is a time when it's okay, not only is it okay, it is demanded of us to become more empathetic. And some of us are more that way than others. And many of us just sort of soldier through or do what we have to do and don't spend a lot of time in that well of empathy. But it's not just empathy for the other person. It's empathy for yourself. It's compassion for yourself. It's for allowing yourself those times of, I'm in pain. I feel lost. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. and to bring yourself to points of knowing that it's okay to feel that way and to recognize that those are feelings that will pass. And it doesn't mean they shouldn't be honored and seen, because they teach us things. They teach us a boatload of information that we need to weather, that we need to process, that we need to navigate. And this allows us to become more open to receive and to have more to give. It's amazing. It's like water. I'm back to water. There's as much water on the planet as has ever been on the planet. And it goes up in the sky and it comes back down. And we need to go through a filtering process where the water is clearer and our thoughts and emotions are clearer, so that we're able to really understand what it is that's coming and what it is we're delivering. Not knowing is the threshold to allowing in the unimaginable. And that's where we are. We're at this point of absolute transcendence. And yes, of course, it's frightening at times. And of course, it feels like our feet aren't on solid ground. But that's why it's so valuable to do the activation work, to do the grounding work, to allow yourself the time to find that inner anchor that allows you to feel connected. And you're not going to fly off into space, because gravity is the force that reminds us we are here. We are truly here. So the Pisces full moon is lit by the Virgo sun. And the Virgo sun is the high priestess healer. And she brings in the fire of this is how we burn alchemically to create the new. And the Pisces moon allows in this sense of reflection. Okay, that's the organic material that I reflect back and bring forth wisdom and total knowing. So Wednesday, Tuesday, fabulous days for meditation, for looking at what's in front of you. Okay, these are the things that I worry about or are afraid of, and then do some sort of ritual that allows potential for liberation. Because Wednesday is actually a highly charged good fortune day when we free ourselves from the illusion of our present reality. So what I mean by that is, if you're looking at ledgers or when are you going to be able to do XYZ again, or travel or visit a friend or loved one, or and everything seems so narrow, that's important to let yourself write that down or put it somewhere where you see it. These are what the fears are. And then burn it, rip it up into little pieces, bury it into the earth, flush it down the toilet. Do something that takes that information and puts it back into a system that allows it to be composted and changed, because by energetically changing it, you free up the potential that you are ready to welcome in a perspective that you alone can't figure out, because none of us can. I mean, yes, we can be amazing problem solvers and all kinds of problems or situations, boom, 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 figure that one out. but what allows in things that we have not conceived yet, imagined, or access the inspiration for. It's when we simply put it out and say, okay, I'm waiting, I'm listening, I'm open, and I am eager. And most importantly, I have faith that this is coming, and it will. So I see this full moon as being almost magical, with the potential to bring in new possibilities. So the moon goes void, of course, at 10:34 a.m. on September 3rd, at which point in time we have several hours before it moves into the sign of Aries at 4:22 p.m. But I do want to mention that that morning, Thursday, before the moon goes void, of course, highly wonderful morning for great connections. And even if nobody calls you, no messages come in, you haven't seen anything that's been come forth that said, yes, you know, this is happening, let's do this. Look around what's around you. Look for symbols, messages. Walk in nature if you can, sky, anything that will allow you different vistas without planning, and messages come in. So once the moon has entered the sign of Aries, now we're in very different energy. It's moving quickly. We get called to action, called to movement. So late afternoon on Thursday into Friday and Saturday, these are burning, churning days. We are action. We are moving. And it's at its best if you've already planned how you want to use those days, because they can be highly constructive. Just be aware that Saturday is probably the day with the most barriers or things that you may have to confront, either powers that be or your own hurdles that need to be crossed. But nonetheless, highly productive, highly energized time. However, Mars goes retrograde in a few days. So what's really important is that whatever you initiate or put into action, that it's very soft cell energy. And the other thing that's so important with Mars coming retrograde, and I'll talk about this more next week, is that it's good to start to tamp down any potential for confrontation. Not that you can't stand up, declare, and deal with things that come up, but you don't want to be the person who's initiating the confrontation. Very important when Mars starts going retrograde, which it will, the actual date is the 9th. So on the 6th, the moon goes void, of course, at 12:45 a.m., and that it's in Taurus by 4:43 a.m. And once that occurs, we're in a nice little energy loop of kind of, let me keep working on tasks, complete, wrap up, stay with something already in motion. But what the moon in Taurus always wants us to do is to slow down, savor your food, be in nature, and appreciate the beauty around you. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Pam, let me ask you for a couple of key words for this full moon. There was so much information.
Yeah, I know. One key word for this full moon.
Oh, a couple of key words. Oh, we have a couple of words.
Okay. Mystical potential. And trust. Trust yourself, most importantly. Trust yourself.
Okay. I would like to talk also about tampering. I like that word of tampering down, you know, tampering down.
Tamping down.
Tamping down.
Tampering.
Not tampering with the self. Oh, we're tampering.
right.
So we'll be tamping as in pushing it down.
Tamping down, but giving yourself a solid under platform. And yeah, we do that. We have to know what it is before we can. Otherwise, if we tamp it down without knowing what it is, it will unravel or erupt.
It'll blow up.
Yeah. Not good.
Okay. So I invite everybody to take 10 minutes to close your eyes. 10 minutes to be silent. 10 minutes to just be still. And if you can, try and be completely physically still. Take a few deeper breaths, closing your eyes, letting the body be still so that we can find, hopefully, some of us, it's a bit deeper than others, the stillness that is there. Clearly our heart is beating and the blood is coursing through our veins and all of the things are happening. But we can find a place of stillness. And in that stillness, there's a little balancing act of not going to sleep, of not losing consciousness, but staying with sharp awareness, staying completely present. And at the same time, being totally still and relaxed. And for some of us, it takes practice. A few minutes each day, just building up to that place. Or it might take us years and years and years of sitting on your meditation cushion and attempting to find this place. For some people, it's very easy. For some of us, it might take a long time to get here. So allow yourself to be patient. But it's the regularity that's important, of having a daily practice, of having that daily sitting. And you are training your brain each time you do it. And the brain does change and does get used to it. So as we're sitting, as we're taking just this 10 minutes out, as we're slowing everything down, we're allowing other things, other bits and pieces to just quieten down. To just find the stillness, to just find the peace. Everything is present, everything is there, everything is always there. But when we're talking about tamping something down, we're talking actually about awareness. What is it? What's going on? What am I racing to in my reaction? And what is it that I'm tamping down and why am I tamping it down? And when we're in this place of stillness, we can certainly identify who or even what that is reacting. The ego. The self, the culmination point of everything that's happened to you up until right now. The ego is quick to defend, to assert itself, or perhaps to attack, or perhaps to hide, to be shy. Just notice where, what you do, and what are those parts of yourself that you feel you might want to have greater command over? What parts of yourself do you wish you really could have more command over that would make your life easier, happier, more fulfilling? Well, just identify those parts of yourself. Perhaps it's anxiety and fear. Perhaps it's jealousy and envy. Perhaps it's greed, materialism. Perhaps it's some form of desperation, neediness. All of us have little bits and pieces that are sticking out from that smooth, shiny covering that we have. Every one of us, all of us, every single being on the planet has these straggly bits of string sticking out. And these are the things that make us human and that we're working on. These are the things that are our jewels. They might be challenging, they might be difficult, but let's really embrace them. Be aware of them. Let's allow them to be our teachers, our friends. Whenever somebody pops up in my life who I find very difficult in some way, I see them as being not friendly or not being just or not being kind or not being generous or not being anything that I think they should be, they might create a reaction in me. I'll immediately jump to some sort of judgment. I'll immediately have a response, a reaction. And I have to stop myself and say, why is this happening now? What can I learn from this? This person is not an irritant. This person is a teacher. This situation is a teacher. These conditions that I'm now finding myself in are the teachers. And they are teaching me now to find more compassion, more respect, more neutrality. In every single moment, I'm being given this opportunity to tamp down this ego reaction that's saying, hey, why me? Hey, what about me? Hey, I'm angry. Hey, I'm sad. To take that reaction and really understand myself, where I need to grow, what I need to grow, what little seeds do I need to really water, to really bring more sunshine to. Where are the places now in my life that I'm given opportunity again and again to transform? All of us now invited into this grand, magnificent transformation of our human collective, of the human species. And every time I make this choice, every time I grow, this information flies out into the universe and contributes to all of mankind. And as we all remember this, we take a deep breath, gently opening our eyes and recognizing who we are and our role in this world. Taking a deep breath, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. We are Pamela Cuccinelli and Susan Mazzoli, activespirituality.life, available for private sessions. Please get in contact with us if you'd like to work with us. And we look forward to sharing more with you again next week. Thank you so much, Pam. Love now.